Phone Boy Speaks, episode 731, not title 2.
I met Jeff Pulver in 2007, I think. It was at the Vaughn conference he used to put on back in the day. Met a lot of amazing people at that conference, actually, now that I think about it. And that whole couple of days was really cool. And I'm still in contact with some of those folks today. And actually, we have a group going on Wire right now. It's something else I should talk about at some point. But I wanted to talk about something that he wrote in Forbes. And I haven't seen any telecom stuff from Jeff Pulver in a long time. This is back in the days when I was experimenting with VoIP and blogging about it and doing that kind of thing. I had interacted with Jeff Pulver on a few things, but what I've been hearing from him lately has nothing to do with VoIP. But he did write something very prescient in the whole net neutrality debate that appeared on Forbes, and I'll of course have a link to it in the show notes like I always do. But what it's about is he's basically arguing against Title II as the end all be all to protect network neutrality or whatever the current phrase is for that. But anyway, he says, look, we actually fought back in the 90s to essentially not regulate the internet. We didn't want it regulated, and it actually retarded some of the stuff that happened in the voice over IP space because we didn't have, there wasn't they weren't clear regulatory guidelines, and so a lot of the voice over IP phone services that we played with back in the day were somewhat retarded because it wasn't clear whether they should be regulated or not, and ultimately they decided not to regulate it, and so that allowed a lot of other things to flourish, and so now we're taking what President Clinton did back in the 90s and said in 1996 and basically going the exact opposite direction theoretically, because President Obama's coming out saying, oh, we got to regulate it. And so we put it under Title II. No, I don't think we need to do that. And as I've said many, many, many times before, the answer is not Title II. The answer is more competition, right? If I could choose, if I had two legitimate choices or three legitimate choices or more legitimate choices for an internet service provider where, the cost was reasonable, the bandwidth was reasonable, and I could compare them, it was an apples to apples comparison. They provided similar service at a similar price and had different capabilities or whatever. I mean, we wouldn't be having a debate about net neutrality. What we're having right now is for me, the only choice I have in my area that's would even be considered broadband by the current FCC definition, it would be Comcast. And of course they're going to try and increase the speeds again in my area from what I hear, but that doesn't matter, right? There's no competition, right? They're just doing it to do it. And that's the main issue, right? It's not that we don't need to regulate a solution to this. I don't think it's, I think we're better off with more competition, and that's what the FCC should be trying to do. Working with Congress or whatever to eliminate the rules that make it so that we don't have as much competition. What happens in a lot of communities is if like a community says, oh well, let's build our own broadband. Well, then and I've even seen AstroTurf articles written by industry lobbyists that say this is bad because the tax. Because governments waste money. Well, so do businesses. But at the very least, right? It's an option, right? I mean, if a community wants to build its own broadband network, why should the these other companies that have been supported by monopoly agreements or whatever and they're getting competition and they're like, no, we don't want the competition and do everything they do every legal maneuvering in the book to try and put a stop to it and I'm sure they bribe our lawmakers with millions of dollars just for one candidate, I'm sure. And this kind of stuff, it's the whole reason we're having this debate is because people have no choice. It's either you pay a lot of money to one of the wireless companies who can't give you the same speed, by the way, but they're more than happy to charge you by the megabyte, or you pay Comcast, which might give you decent speed, and in some markets they even cap that, right? So at the end of the day, it's like the consumer's looking at this and going, this is confusing, and they already hate the cable company. companies because they have lousy customer service and you know, and they charge them a lot of money. And it's, and yeah, and we're, you know, and there's lots of places that don't have anything that qualifies as broadband today. And yet these guys want to, you know, I think, you know, if they regulate, then of course, you know, then that might, you know, quote unquote, freeze the prices or whatever. But you know, Jeff Pulver argues, rightfully so, that it decreases innovation. And so, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, again, right, Title II is not the answer. It's you know, competition is. And, you know, that's, he didn't, you know, Jeff Pulver didn't say that in his piece. He didn't offer a solution. But, you know, my answer is, you know, more competition. And, you know, unfortunately, nobody's really focusing on that. And, you know, and I don't necessarily trust the government to necessarily encourage competition. But, you know, that's really, I think, what's going to solve this problem. And you know, nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about what the, you know, the downsides of, okay, what if we do Title II? And it's, you know, of course, you know, Comcast is, and they're, you know, and you've got the telcos lying out of their, you know, both sides of their mouth about whether Title II is going to impact how much they're going to spend or not. And that's a whole other discussion. But yeah, the real issue is competition. That's what's going to be needed to fix these problems that we have that supposedly Title II is going to fix.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.